seeing here, I was seeing this, and the Lord told me to tell you this.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, I was seeing, you know, Sister Cargo, the Spirit of God said, you have a lot to offer. You have a lot to give. And you haven't realized, you know, and you've thought, oh, Lord, what do I have to offer?
Yes,
oh, Lord, you know, what do I have to give? And this is what I see you saying that. I see you saying, Lord, what do I have to offer? What do I have to give? It, you know, is it because, you can do some things online? And you're very good. You know, the Lord's blessed you to do a lot of things online. But the Lord's saying, wait a minute. The Lord said, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is wanting to bring your attention to something else. He's wanting to bring your attention to something else. And this is something that he is giving you, granting you by faith. You know, just like, thank you, Lord. The Lord said, we're going to use the same engineering, frontiering spirit, the same joy. I'm going to take it into a whole new dimension and a whole new arena. Yes, you will bless people using your other skills, those skills in the natural, those skills that I just mentioned. But the skills that you're developing right now, you're developing them in a different arena. You're developing them. Sister Cargo, I see you writing books. I do see you writing books. God has called you to write books, so I'm confirming that. Yeah. But Sister Cargo, not just that. The Spirit of God says that I'm doing very special things with your eyes. You're even going to see a reversal. Your eyes are getting better. Spirit of God says your eyes are getting better. So be aware of that. Amen. Because that means your prescription will change on your eyeglasses when that happens.
Oh, it did change a little bit. She said, I really didn't need the glasses unless I just wanted them. And I said, well, I need some new ones because my others were not fitting right. That's the only reason I got new ones.
Wow. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Well, yes. Hallelujah. So I'm seeing that. And the Spirit of God is saying this too. There's going to be adjustments. There's going to be adjustments in multiple areas, multiple places. I'm weaning you off of certain things. Because you're getting stronger.
Yes.
You're getting stronger financially. You're getting stronger even emotionally, because the Lord, he is your staff.
Yes.
The Lord says, I'm your staff. I'm the one that you lean upon. I am that one that you lean upon. And the Lord said, I'm that one. That's what I hear the Spirit of God say, that
Glory.
He is the one that you lean upon. And this is, now let me get back to saying this, because Sister Carvel, the Spirit of God is wanting to bring your attention to the other area that you are so enterprising in, and this is a frontier for you as well. It's a frontier of faith, hallelujah, and you're going to enjoy it just as well. But it's in the realm of the prophetic, and it's in the realm of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God, you're going to write books, but you are also going to begin to move in a greater spiritual audacity and even move into a frontier. It's a frontier. You're going to move into a spiritual frontier within the prophetic. So just like your eyes are getting better, and you have to let some things go and let some things, that's what the Lord said. You have to let some things go. Your eyes are getting better. And he, even with leaning upon certain things, the Lord is the one that you lean upon. So he'll just instruct you in all these areas, all these places, and all the things that he is wanting to do. So, and you'll have to let some things go. Now, what I mean by that is this. Just like today, when I was doing what I planned on doing, Spirit of God came in and he moved me and he shifted me. I had to let some things go. Yes. I had to let some things go. So the Spirit of God is saying, these are the things that you're going to let go. You're going to let go of old ways and you're going to take up brand new ways. And I'm going to renew your strength as the eagle. Study the eagle. Study the eagle. Because you are... You're about to beat off that old beak upon the rock. And the Lord says that rock is, he is that rock. And that old beak, as you begin to beat and pound, that old beak is going to become very, very strong. And the Spirit of God says, yes, your scriptural mate. And what he means by this is the scripture that you're to hold fast to and hold firm to. Hold fast and firm to the fact that Sarah, in her old age, she bore children. And Abraham, even when it seemed like, even when Sarah was gone, even when it looked like there was nothing left, even when it looked like it was nothing left, he went on and produced a whole new family. So the Spirit of God says, this is what I mean by the beating off of the beat, because you're going into a brand new season. We're gonna do things even newer. And I'm going to lead you in this. I'm going to guide you in this. And as far as you having something to offer, I'm going to get back to that. As far as you having something to offer, there is going to be, and people are going to be very interested in what you have to offer, because there is going to be a tangible impartation. That yes, those that rub shoulders with you, there are going to notice. They're going to notice an uptick. They're going to notice a livelihood. They're going to even notice, yes, something is upticking and something is beating upwards. Yes, that is the heart throb of God that is beating within you. They're going to see it. It's in the spirit. They're going to note it. They're going to notice it. They're going to want it. They're going to want it. And you're going to impart. So you're going to begin to see more. You are going to begin to see more. And giftings are going to come. And, Sister Cargill, I want to tell you this.
Yes.
I want to tell you that you are going to even see things for your country. You're going to see things for your nation. So you begin, I'm going to speak to you and I'm going to speak through you, because I'm going to use you even to speak things pertaining to your nation and pertaining to your country. And you've heard these things.
Yes.
You've heard them, but you're going to hear them even more, and there is going to be an increase of manifestation. So don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. The things that you hear.
Amen. Thank you. I want to hear from you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I'll have to go back and listen to one of